Don't worry about it.
You abandoned me.
I abandoned my body. I left and I came back.
This is our holiday Christmas edition. Last episode of the year.
We kind of dressed in gowns. You really did.
I mean,
the first thing I asked Samantha when she walked in, I go, where are you going after this? She's like, nowhere.
I already told you. This is all for tonight.
It's all for tonight.
I brought us some champagne.
Let's pop it.
A Magnum.
I haven't told you.
Talk to me. Tell me. I need to know everything.
So I've had pretty much in the last 21 days, I got a violent stomach bug twice.
I said this. You got it twice. And then I think Sarah was like, or somebody was like, wait, she got it twice? Was it you?
It was me. Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't remember then. Then I started reneging. I was like, I don't know. Did she get it twice or did Lola get it?
No, I got it.
You got it twice.
Yeah. Lola got it twice.
Are you skinnier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am almost ready for it.
What?
I am almost. I'm a hair away from being in the 130s again.
Shit. Really?
Oh!
How much did you lose?
Probably like 16 pounds.
Shut up.
No, I'm just kidding.
How much?
I think a solid 7. You're a little addict hand shaking. You're like,
This left hand?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's so heavy. Here, start with that.
I'm going to wait for you.
Addict hand. It's just like a heavy bottle for this little baby sweet. I'm going to rest on my knee.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Oh, Halston's coming in for a glass. Don't worry about it.
Sandra, do you want some?
I'm okay.
Sandra, did you rage last night?
No, I only had one drink.
Oh.
Meow. Speaking of drinking, let's toast to this. And you know what else we can toast to?
I'm sensible. What?
First drink in 7 days.
You? So you've like kind of been sober this last month because this is your second week. I love
you. Was I sober before that?
What are we toasting to?
Our last episode of the season.
You did 7 days before that.
I don't remember.
6, 5 or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, look at me.
Your liver is like a wonderland.
Mm-hmm. Cheers.
Salute.
My God, I love champagne.
I'm in the mood for love. All right. So I replaced you last week. With Evelyn.
Yeah, you dropped me like a bad habit, huh? I even opened the photo when I was with my friend Nicole.
Which photo?
Of you guys after the podcast.
Halston, I thought, did good photos, but then I realized he like takes your legs off.
Well, you're asking like a fucking avatar to take your photo.
I know, he can't do it anymore.
It's like handing a camera to Andre the Giant and being like, will you grab a shot of us?
Well, you know, like when a little bit of angle, like up angle is good, and then he just takes it too far.
I know.
To the next level.
I've learned.
Okay.
So I opened the photo of you and Evelyn. I'm like, she cuter than me.
Evelyn?
Nicole's like, what are you doing?
We're all like in a trio of blonde.
I know. She was like, you guys are the same. I was like, well, that was very politically correct. Thank you.
So what else is going on?
So I had it twice. Lola got it twice. So we go to Vegas for Bert's and Leanne's birthday gift or Christmas present to us to see the Eagles. Land on Friday, eat dinner, go to bed, wake up, coffee, breakfast, go back to the room to figure out our plans and get going. I'm like, boy, that's weird. I feel off. I was like, I'm just going to sit here for a minute, sit with this. Wasn't thinking like obsessively about it. And then boom, cue vomiting, cue both. And I was done. So I literally flew to Vegas to get the stomach flu, woke up and flew home.
Wait, so you weren't there?
Then
Saturday
I
night?
Flew home. I got home on Sunday at 3 o'clock. At 10 o'clock that night, Lola starts throwing up, threw up in my face as I was laying down. And I'm an awful mom because the first thing I did was run to the bathroom to wash my face because I was like, I will take my own life if I get this a third time. And if she has a different strain than I had.
Oh, but you already had it.
Who knows? I was acting like I was immune from everything because I had had COVID, I had a respiratory infection, and then I had the stomach flu. So I get to Vegas bragging to everyone. I'm like, there's nothing left for me to get. And so then I took Lola to the doctor selfishly just to confirm that it is possible to get it twice. And they were like, yeah, there's various strains. And they said there was an uptick before Thanksgiving and there's an uptick right now. And I was like, perfect. So I was included in both upticks.
Isn't that wonderful? Well, you know, Dom had influenza A.
That's oof.
And they sent us to the ER.
I think Isla has that right now, or the flu or something. She's really sick. Wait, why did they send you to the ER to get an x-ray?
I think she thought he needed more than just an x-ray, that he needed like IV fluids or something, which they didn't give us. They just did an x-ray and exposed us to third world zombie land, which is the ER. The ER is such an evil place.
Well,
you know, I don't know, evil. It's just scary. It's really scary. And not because there's serious stuff happening in there, just because the people, like, I got yelled at by a woman for sitting too close to her. There was another woman yelling,
What did you say to the woman who yelled at you?
I was so traumatized. Like, I was so shook by the whole Dom, and I just looked at her like,
sorry.
She got up and moved. I sat too close to her, apparently.
Providence is a really nice ER.
Where's
and
that?
Not, it's in Burbank, and it's not like super overpopulated like Cedars.
Yeah.
You know, Cedars is a madhouse because everyone from Hollywood, West Hollywood, East Hollywood, like everywhere.
Also,
like,
Children's Hospital is also insane.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Providence, that's where I went.
When?
When they rushed me to the ER.
Oh.
And I was with Bert, so like, we, you know. But it was
greased the wheels.
He kind of greased the wheels. There was like two photos taken before we were admitted. But
stop it.
But Leanne was waiting in the waiting room of the ER, and I was like, "Wow, that was my first thing." I was like, "This isn't that bad. Like, it's not overly crowded with like people throwing up." And
yeah, I mean, I think there's a county hospital in downtown LA, which Ron's like, "You don't ever want to see what that looks like." It's just, I don't know. The system seems a little broken. Obviously, for multiple reasons, it is. But the urgent care of it all doesn't seem efficient totally.
It's not urgent.
Well, like, aside from like a gunshot wound, I mean, you know what I mean? You can do so much on urgent care.
Well, you know what the cheat is? Not the cheat, but if you don't want to wait at the ER, just call 911. What? I mean, you're paying for an ambulance ride, but you're admitted right away. You don't sit in a waiting room.
I know. I guess they're like, if you can walk in here,
you're fine.
You're fine enough.
Mm-hmm.
They admit you right away?
Right away.
Hmm. Someone in there was like, should I call 911?
You're like, yes, you should.
Yeah.
Mike's mom's in the hospital right now.
Why?
She cut her hand on a wine glass when she was here 2 weeks ago. Didn't think much of it. And it hurt. A few days later, she goes to ER. They give her antibiotics. A few days later, this was two nights ago, she's going to bed and her hand was throbbing. She's like, oh, she couldn't sleep.
Is there like glass in it?
So she looked at her hand and there was like a rash and a red line going up her arm, which is indicative of a bloodborne infection.
Yeah.
So she went to urgent care again and they're like, you have to go straight to the hospital. And she's been in the hospital. She was admitted last night. She's going to stay there several days until they figure out what the infection is.
What?
Yeah.
Do they think there's like a piece of glass stuck in it?
No, it's just, it got infected. It was like an open cut. It was on the top of her thumb, she said. Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Oh, so it wasn't like a deep cut. She didn't need stitches.
No, she's like, it bled a lot, but it's your finger, you know,
I
didn't think much of it.
Yeah.
Which my dad's had that.
Dude, right now is so crazy. Like, I already don't think it feels like Christmas. And I think my mom went to the ER this week too.
Why?
Because she had temporal like pain like in the side of her head.
Ay, ay, ay.
And then they did a scan. It's like nothing, they don't see anything. So it's like muscular. So then she thought it was TMJ, but the dentist is like, or a tooth something residual pain. There's not a tooth, it's not TMJ. So they injected her for some reason the muscles were spasming in her face. It's not that serious.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Thank God.
But they injected it with Botox yesterday. The dentist did, I think, and it's gotten a little better today. But it's scary. Scary.
Shit.
I know.
That's freaky. Anyway, cheers to us being here.
Woo!
Oh, I brought some stuff.
Show us. Yeah, what are the plans? I don't have any plans for the holidays, really.
Zero, and I love it. Oh, I'm going to Nutcracker tomorrow at the Dolby. And then Sunday, I'm going to Disney on Ice.
Where's Disney on Ice?
Crypto.
Oh. Nutcracker, is everyone going? I've heard it's good.
I love it. I used to go every year when I was little. For like 10 years, I went.
Is that a new watch?
No.
New face?
No. It's not a Rolex.
What is it?
It's a Timex.
Oh.
It's an evil eye. I love it.
It looks like a Rolex.
Of course, everyone thinks it's a Rolex. Mike got his first Rolex in Vegas.
When? Oh, this in Vegas. Really? What kind? Mm-hmm.
It's gorgeous. It's gold. The black face.
Wait, why is it? Because there's no sales tax?
It's lower in Vegas,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Look what was sent to us, which is, it's Juna. I think I'm going to go back on the Juna train, to be honest with you.
You are? You're getting back
on? I think
on?
So.
You're boarding?
I don't think. Remember when I was having anxiety and I was like, maybe it's because of my Juna gummies. I don't think it was Juna. I don't think it was Juna because I've been doing some research on it.
Yeah.
And it's like a micro dose of melatonin.
Let's see.
Jenny got me into these.
I got you into them because of Jenny.
Whatever.
Okay. I think the girl that messaged me was like, Sam was into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, oh, I think Sam's really interested in like the Juna stuff.
Yeah.
Sam's into it because I'm into it.
Yeah. And it said Cotty's name on the box.
Because I take it. Some little melatonin rat in my house already got into these. Oh, no, never mind.
Digestive enzymes always freak me out. But
not me.
Really?
Nom, nom, nom.
No, but I do think Sam was into them. How funny. Yeah, but I think because I was talking about them
you
and
were
I got you
about,
into them. Yeah.
Yes. So let's look at this. Phytomelatonin. What? Phytomelatonin.
Well, we're going to have them on, so why don't we save this?
We will,
for that?
But what's phytomelatonin?
Like a plant?
Because I'm going to take this tonight and I relaxation amino blend. There's a few relaxation things I've purchased recently, like Alice mushrooms. Just too scared to take them.
Why? They're not like the, you don't feel anything from those.
Have you taken one?
No, but they're not the like,
psychedelic?
No.
It's like ashwagandha or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's going to do anything to you.
Fuck.
Do you want it to? A lot of people say ashwagandha was like super effective.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Like,
what does it do to you?
I just read something about this. Plant growth and development regulates plant growth, development, stress response. Okay. Stress response.
These are good. I like, they're like crispy.
Take one.
Not right now.
They're crispy?
I like,
let me say.
No, they're like, they're not like super, you know, when something's super gummy, I hate that. When something's really,
yeah.
I like it to be a little
These
hard.
Look like they're perfectly dosed. All right. We'll have them on next month because I want to know who started this.
What else do you have?
Oh my Lord. And I, you know what else I Googled and I couldn't find? Are these safe for children? Feels like such a reasonable dose of melatonin.
Is anything safe for anyone?
Well, apparently I called.
What's this?
Poison control once?
Yeah.
And they said a kid could take like 38 Advil before that you'd have to like go to a hospital. I was like, what about?
Oh, children's?
Yeah. No. Like acetaminophen. Acetaminophen?
Yeah. 38?
I was like, I think my child ate 2 adult Tylenol. They're like, it's fine. They would need to eat 38.
Did we get 1 or 2 of these?
1.
Oh.
I haven't touched it.
Do they think we're going to be like sharing this?
Let's go drip for drip.
Drip for drip.
I don't put chlorophyll in mine.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I'll take these. You take the gummies?
Yeah. You should try some of the gummies, though.
I have.
Oh, you have?
Or whatever. We can share. Okay.
What else?
I don't know. Are your parents here? Are you decorating? Did you do lights?
It looks great. I did lights. We haven't talked in that long.
No.
Oh, I did gingerbread house lights. So I did old school vintage bulbs, the C9s.
How much do they charge you?
We had a few issues. Probably like $400.
Yeah.
Easy.
What?
I have a handy guy that does it and he does it to perfection, buys timers, everything.
Did he do your old house too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I need next year.
Next year. I'm throwing
really,
in the towel.
I have high hopes for next year.
Yeah. What tree did you end up keeping? The fat one?
The fat short one.
Thank God. That was the one. The warm amber.
You know that the taller, skinnier one was like, I think it was like $700, $600 more than the other one. $500?
Not worth it.
No.
Do you have ornaments on yet?
No.
Samantha.
I'm telling you, I lost like 2 weeks of time with Dom being sick.
Mm. Wait, that's the time you should have been.
I think he has a picture of the original tree that I sent you. Yeah, I don't know. My mom. Yeah, nobody's up here. I need my mom to like become a little elf and get to work and start wrapping shit. I don't, although I don't have that much stuff.
When does she get here? I wrapped all my gifts today. Monday? Let me see if Mimi will send a picture for you. Wrapped all my gifts, chose three papers to color coordinate with.
What kind of ribbon?
Good ribbon.
Velvet or satin?
No, a mixture.
Yeah, a mixture.
Uh-huh. But I really was into like a twine this year. Mm. It was a twine. Oh, that looks so good. Although it looks like the crocodile shamed.
I turned him.
Oh, you turned him around. Okay.
Yeah. Good. I love that you even thought of that. But I'm into the collar.
Well, it fits yours. Mine doesn't.
What do you mean? Yours is too small?
Yeah.
I think they make these big so that they fit the big stands.
Well, where'd you get that collar? Garland? From the Balsam Hill?
Yeah, from the same place.
See, mine's from Target.
Well, that so they collar- make them, I think they have to fit all the fake trees. I don't think they're selling any that don't fit the fake trees.
Huh. Okay, I'm going to buy one of those for next year.
I was like really impressed with that.
That is a gorgeous tree.
It looks pretty.
It just glows from the inside.
It doesn't even need anything on it. I kind of like am like not.
No. Okay, so for next year.
The alligator?
The poor alligator looks like.
It's a concrete metallic alligator.
I would love one of those.
Yeah.
Who made it, Duran?
Yeah.
I would love one of those.
It's so heavy. It's like impossible to move.
So next year is, here's the move. Right before Thanksgiving, you put this tree up with the collar, no ornaments.
Yeah.
You ride Thanksgiving holiday like this.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
First weekend in December, you put the ornaments on. It gives you like two.
Because kind of at this point, I'm thinking it's not, screw it.
No, it's worth it. Do it.
Do it.
Yeah. It's worth it.
I want to revamp my whole arsenal of ornaments.
You're not going to be like that weird housewife that does like a color or like a...
What?
I hate when people do like...
All one tone.
Ugh, it's so like new money to me.
Oh, like the beige
It's
one?
So gross.
Yeah, it's like...
Where it's like the ribbon going around the tree and then the oversized ornaments. I'm like,
It looks like it has no soul.
No, I'm like, you live alone.
You live alone.
No one's made you or given you an ornament.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What's your question? What's one New Year's resolution that you completed this year from 2024 and what do you want to complete next year?
That's a good one.
Hmm. Look at that Christmas tree real quick.
Those are all hideous.
It's interesting. 2 years ago, I had a really clear goal, which was nutrition. 3 years ago, I was like, I'm going to focus on fitness. I had a personal trainer all year and I did it. The next year I said I was focusing on nutrition, I had a nutritionist and I did it. I don't really have one for this year. I'm more focused on like, I don't know, drinking less maybe? Like genuinely drinking less because I feel so good.
Drinking less?
Fuck.
Yeah.
My scars are gone.
Scars? What kind of scars?
Facial scars.
You think that's from not drinking?
It's the only thing that's changed. Can't be from vomiting, right?
What? Facial scars? Like acne?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Noticeably.
I mean, yeah.
So I don't leave the house without Dermablend on my face.
So you completed the nutrition component.
I wouldn't say I'd completed it. I tried it.
You're better equipped.
Yeah. I don't know what's your goal?
I don't know. To be more present, I think, and...
In life or with your kids? Both?
I don't know. Yeah. It's just so strange. Like, it's changing so much what they need from me. And, you know, because it's been so long, it's just been that... It's like a different type of engagement, right? Like, it's just like more day-to-day...
Yeah.
Facilitating, you know, like pajamas, meals, blah, blah, blah. Now they like all need so much more like mental engagement. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it seems like so exhausting to constantly try to like, I don't know.
I've noticed that today, actually. Today was the day that I said something to Annie, my sister, and she said something like, I think Ted's approaching the age where like he doesn't need a nanny anymore. In the sense that...
Yeah. He just wants to like
it's
have...
It's like it's pointless. Yeah, when your kids get older, it's pointless to be in the house with a nanny.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like the nanny's really only... Not only there, but like is there to make sure they don't like kill themselves or like run away or eat a medicine. You know what I mean? Like it's like... Alive till five. Like that's their goal with
alive
like
a, till five.
You know what I mean? Like just keep them alive and make sure they're still in the house. But like mentally and emotionally wants nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
In a weird way.
Well, yeah, because babies need like that play. Exactly. That like they don't need that anymore. So I don't know. I think that's a goal to be more patient and present with them.
That's a good goal.
Cause it's like so often I'm like, this is too, you know, it's like, I'd rather do the labor intensive stuff only because that's what I know. And that's what comes like, you know, it's second nature to me now. Just the more of
the
like
mental emotional stuff is the mental, harder.
Not to say that I'm like afraid of intimacy or engaging with them. I just, it's a lot. It's a different kind of, I don't want to say
energy.
Work. It's a different type of energy.
Yeah.
So yeah. And I've noticed myself being really short with it. So I want to like work on that. And I'd like to drink less with you.
Oh, so the clean cleanse. Do you know how many people have texted me being like, should I do it too? I'm like, jump on the wagon.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one?
The clean cleanse. We're doing the 21-day clean cleanse.
Have we looked it up?
We're about to.
Who's texted you about it?
People on Instagram, like friends, colleagues.
Oh, I've had
like
was it on a clip?
Two people. Oh, you, I tagged you on Instagram and you missed
Cotty
it.
Yeah, posted on
it. I was like, get ready, Sam.
Is this another one of the, what's that woman called? The Debbie, whatever. Remember that?
What was it?
I don't know.
That was the one I was
lemonade.
Like the colon broom or something that I made you do.
You've come up with so many. How do we know about that this is legit?
Oh, I've done it.
The clean 7?
Yeah. I did clean 21.
And you like
clean
it?
Clean 21. I lost like 22 pounds, but I was really unhealthy when I did it. Yeah, you feel awesome.
What is this? What does it include? Just like it's like a shake?
Okay, so I think it comes with like your vitamins, minerals. And I think in morning and night, this is what's difficult about it. Morning and night, it's a shake.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you what you can put in it, but it comes with a powder that you would integrate into the shake. I believe this has been like 10 years since I've done it.
I'm not doing this.
What?
I'm going to do no alcohol with you, but this looks like I'm going to fall off this in like 24.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's only 21 days, so you can fall off in 24.
No, I'm falling off in 24 hours.
Oh. Well, fine. I have too many people that I told to buy it and it's already arrived at their houses. So now I have to fucking do it.
Now you're the ringleader.
Shit. So I thought my tree looked a lot better than this, but...
Let's see.
I just texted it to Halston. Looks like I don't have any presents under there, but I worked all day wrapping presents. All day.
I need someone to work all day wrapping presents for me because I don't think I can do it.
But you know what the difference is? I did ribbons on each one. I did gift tags on each one. I didn't do the stickers that... Oof, I hate the stickers. I want
to... To and from? You did tags?
Yes.
There's my puppy. That's my little baby.
Yours looks way better than mine. It's probably because the lights are on full blast in this photo.
Or mine's just better.
Mine's a skinny little guy.
Yeah, yours is skinny compared to mine.
Narrow. See, I did tags on each
that
single one.
That looks like a lot of gifts.
Not really. Well, there's some. They're piled behind,
yours
too.
Looks taller than mine.
It is taller than yours.
But they both said 9 feet.
There's my Secret Santa gift.
Where?
The one with the neon ribbon.
Who's Secret Santa?
Not Secret Santa, White Elephant.
For who?
This thing I'm going to tonight.
What is it?
Coupe glasses for.
That's not random enough.
It's pretty random.
Coupe glasses like those?
They're pretty. They're like olive green.
So it's like a chic white elephant.
Yeah. I asked Lisa what she got. She's like, oh my gosh.
Wait, whose party is it?
It's like the moms in our class.
Oh, who? Where is it at?
I don't know.
Someone's house?
No, a restaurant.
Oh.
And I asked Lisa what she got. She's like, I crushed. And I was like, oh shit, no one wants to hear that before a white elephant. It's like, what'd you get?
This sounds like a good white elephant.
Of course it's going to be good. Well, and then so Lisa's like, I crushed so hard. Everyone's going to be fighting over mine. I was like, shit.
Wait, what was the budget?
I was like, Lisa, what'd you get? $25.
No.
So I was like, first.
Sandra's face. That's amazing. I want one of those.
Look at Bert. So I was like, what do you get with $25? And so Lisa was like, I bought a bathroom book of fun facts. I'm like, in my head, I'm going, Lisa, no one's going to want that.
Stop.
No one's going to want that.
Stop it.
She's like, I hope I get it.
Stop it.
Stop looking at the top of my tree, Halston. There, thank you.
Wait, Sam, what did you get for Jenna's white elephant?
I have a chia pet.
Good.
Okay, so I need five, but I think I might need six because my mom's going to have to come with me because she's going to be in town. So I have, right now I have a chia pet, a mini fridge that fits like six cans.
Wait, how many are kid-related?
Like a little Frigidaire. Did you see that? Yeah. That she sent?
So good.
I've got, I got this wool shaver just because I think it's so random. I think maybe I'll buy the thing you sent with the weird massager thing.
I use it almost all the
you
time.
You do? I think I'm going to get that. Well, hold on. I don't have that yet. Okay, so wool shaver. What was the other one I have? Oh, the mini Nintendo thing.
Perfect.
And then, oh God, one more. I have one other thing. I don't remember.
You didn't do the night vision goggles?
No, they were like $70.
Well, they were on sale when I sent them to you.
Oh. I don't know. I think I need one or two more things, but I like what you sent. It was, it's like a neck pillow with like a massager on it.
Oh my God. No, I have the best one, but it's going to take a little elbow grease. And I wish I had done it.
Elbow grease.
Okay, Halston, do Christmas, when is your thing?
20th, Monday.
Christmas morning box. This is what I would have done if I had more time. Christmas morning box for moms.
No, I don't need it to be good. Don't you understand?
You want people to fight over it.
No.
So anyway, this new thing, it's now coming up. There's a new thing on Instagram now or Facebook. I'm that old that people are making these boxes for Christmas morning. And I am so obsessed with them.
Oh, you know, I should do a painting from Alana.
you totally could. But these boxes, it's like a plastic box, like a toolbox almost, not even, but you know, you open it up and inside are like four things, a roll of trash bags, an Amazon box cutter that's electric, a mini thing of batteries, like organized, and then a small set of tools. Look, these are amazing. I'm seeing them everywhere and I'm like, I would love, what are those masks? Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a janky one, but these boxes are brilliant. It's mostly the electric box cutter from Amazon that is like a can opener, but you put it on a box and it goes zzz, and it cuts the box in half. Oh, that's a good one.
I was just going to say, because I have a box cutter from Amazon and it's so sharp. I was like, it literally wants to cut someone's face off.
No, this one's motorized. Oh, there you go. If you found yourself searching for tools to open toys and batteries on Christmas morning, you need a Christmas Day box. Well, okay. These influencers I'm following, it's like a chic box.
That's not impressive. Okay.
Oh, wait, I saved the link. Hold on.
I need to see it.
Okay, hold on.
Electric?
It's an electric box cutter. And it's like a saw. So it's like a baby saw.
That seems dangerous.
No, it's perfect.
Oh.
Did you find it?
Is it Amazon brand?
Yeah.
This is crazy. I don't see the Amazon brand. This looks like really hardcore.
What?
What if
these
I get
Christmas
this
boxes?
What if a kid gets this? They're like, thanks.
Thanks.
Why do you need this? Oh, it's probably good for wrapping paper.
No, it's good because I watch them. They take all the boxes because you know how your bin, like this is the bane of my existence on Christmas morning.
You have to break everything
the recycling
down.
Bin. I've already ordered two additional blue bins.
You have?
They arrived today.
Oh, like this, you mean, not to open it?
What's it called?
Just to do that.
It's that, but they cut through these boxes so that you don't have to like...
I don't have any interest in this. I would definitely get wounded. Cordless electric box cutter.
Yep.
Yeah, I would be...
How much is it?
I don't know. They range from like 30 to 80.
Oh, but I'm sure like not a ton of people are going to be celebrating Christmas at this, or... I guess it's a white elephant.
I'll put it in the kids one. Be like... Be careful.
And you know what else is really good right now?
What?
The IKEA coupe.
What's that?
It's the holiday glass of the season.
You have to go to IKEA and get it? I can't.
It is right...
Whoa.
It's right there, the pink one. Go down. It's like a rose color. That's it. They are insane.
Whoa.
They're so pretty.
$7?
So I was going to... That was going to be my original one because they're so pretty and durable. I was going to do just like a set of 6 of those.
Lord. You were going to go over your budget?
I mean, it's like $6.99. So it's $6. I mean.
Okay.
I think everyone goes over budget.
Wait, 25. Where are you going? You don't know where you're going?
I don't know.
I need more deets. Sandra, what are your New Year's resolutions?
I think I want to cook more. Okay. I've been doing that the last leg of this year, but I think I want to try learning like my mom's Vietnamese recipes and my grandma's Vietnamese recipes.
Oh, that's nice.
Because my grandma, I think she will die soon.
Jesus.
But I want to learn like her recipes because like she's like the master at these Vietnamese recipes.
I want to learn them too.
Wait, how old's your grandma?
73.
She's not going to die soon. With you? Jesus.
No, she lives on her own. We just found out.
Yeah.
That on her papers, she's 10 years older than she's supposed to be.
Wait, what? What do you mean?
Because when she came to America, I guess her brother-in-law made her older, I don't know, for just like safety reasons to be older because she was apparently 30 was too young. So they made her 40 on her papers. And my whole family believed she was 83 when she's really 73.
is she sick right now?
Same, by the way. No, I'm only 34.
She keeps telling me she's going to die soon and that like...
Everyone in their 70s says that.
And I'm like...
They're not.
I'm just like worried. She says that all the time.
I think when
my dad's going to be 80 in February.
Oh, wow.
If that gives you any peace of mind.
So it's like, she's like a child. I was like, how old can your grandparents be? Like younger than my parents. Your grandparents are younger than my... How old's your mom?
My mom is 53.
Jesus, Mary.
Jesus. So my grandma had my
closer
mom
to our mom's age than we are her age.
I know. 9 years. 9 years. Your mom's 9 years older than me.
Your mom is... Kill me now. Just kill me.
We're done. Oh my God.
Buy those. For yourself, if anything.
I can't go there. Can you click on it and see if you can purchase online?
You can purchase and just pick them up. They bring them out to your car.
I won't.
They're so pretty, Samantha.
Delivery available.
Yeah. They're so pretty. I mean it. They look much... They're much bigger than that in person.
I don't like coupes. They're calling them light brown.
They are. Well, I've got a picture of me drinking out of one.
What? Whose?
What do you mean? Mine. I bought them for my house. I bought a dozen.
So wait, back to Mike's mom. Is she in the hospital here?
No, in St. Louis. She hasn't come yet.
Oh.
Thank God she didn't come because that would have been like... That would have been awful.
I was just thinking that. Better that she's home.
It's way better that she's home. Yeah. I'm kind of surprised she can't fly though. But my dad had this, but he waited like 2.5 weeks before he went to the hospital.
What was his from?
I think it was a prostate surgery where he ended up getting a UTI, but men don't feel UTIs like women do. And so...
He had to go to the hospital?
He had chills, fever, migraines, like migraines where you couldn't even like put his head back for like 2.5 weeks and everyone kept telling him he had the flu.
Yeah.
And then I think my mom's like, enough is enough. Like 2.5 weeks of feeling like this every day where he just kept saying like, I don't care if I die. It's like, I feel so awful that I don't care if this is
it. This is a really intense episode.
I know. Well, I mean, I feel like it's just everyone's sick right now. Shit's happening.
I know. I watched Dom Like a Hawk for like 10 days straight. Like I was like...
You're so good at that.
Breathe, drink.
You're so good.
Drink. What do you mean?
You're so calm.
Really?
Yeah, I called you crying from the airport. I was sick for 12 hours.
Well, I know that you're going to be fine because you're like an ox.
Really?
Yeah. I know you're going to be fine. I think it's when I see like a little person that's like fighting so hard.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's, I feel fine about little people.
Well, you know what's really freaky is when you see them and they're like, it's like the middle of the day. They're like literally going to sleep. You're like, are you okay? Like, are you at death's door?
Oh, that makes me feel good. I'm like, good, sleep.
Really?
It. Yes.
No.
It's the best thing you can do for your body.
Yeah. It was scary because I'm like, is this good or is this a red flag? Do I need to be doing something? Because then they're sleeping and they're not drinking fluids and the whole thing. Then you're like, what do I need to be doing?
Yeah, I suck at drinking fluids.
And then the doctor said there was people that would come to the house and do an fluids IV on the kids, which...
Get me that number.
Yes, I have it. It's called Kids Sierge. But I just wonder how the hell did they get the kid to sit for the IV?
Yeah. I put my money on Dom. If we had to nominate any kid to get an IV, Dom's like... the most
really
reasonable candidate.
He's reasonable, but he's not. You don't understand. Every time before taking the antibiotics, I'd be like, please, please. And he's like, give me a hug first. Give me a hug first. Okay, hold on. I'm going to take a sip. Like you guys don't understand how many hours I invested getting him to take antibiotics twice a day for the last 8 days. It's called Kid Sierge.
My kids love
meds. He's like, my water girl. I need my water girl. Every 2 seconds I have to give him like water. I mean...
Kids Sierge. This is wild. Yes. I was thinking about this when we were all sick. I was like,
"Yep."
I wonder, pediatric, that is amazing.
Yeah. So this guy, I think his name's Dr. Josh or something. So they'll come to your house. I don't know what the hell they charge. Probably a hell of a lot.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
And they'll do IV antibiotics. They'll do IV fluids.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I might drop my health insurance.
And I should have I'm not going to the emergency, you know.
No, just call this.
Don't let my experience of love emergency medicine and pediatrics. See, I should have been like, come to my house. Like, I'll go to urgent care, get the chest x-ray, and then meet me at my house for an IV fluid. That's what I should have done. Whether in your home, in the office, at hotel, we'll be there for you when you need us. Yeah.
This is amazing. What else?
I would have much rather, oh my God,
our service, will you go to our services?
Wait, hold on.
What?
Wait. That's the doctor. Wait, I wonder if they're married. That's the doctor who sent me to the ER, the woman.
What?
Yes. Oh my. I wonder if they're married. Wait, go up.
Go down.
Wait.
That's them.
Hold on. Yes. Wait.
Does she own this?
My God.
Wait, no, it's his. Oh,
wait. That is her. That's fully her.
Really?
That's her. Sure? Yes, her name's Dr. Alex. She works at Beverly Hills Pediatrics.
Oh, she has my crossbody.
She's also a doctor.
So wait.
Wait, so she was referring me out to her husband.
And she didn't say that was her husband.
Hold on. Dr. Joshua Sherman, wife.
Can we go to our services? I want to see how much this puppy is. Home visits. Yeah, buddy.
Why would she not have me send me straight to him? You know?
Look at this.
She was like, or you could do concierge medicine, but, and I'm like.
Currently we offer service to those living in the Los Angeles area. Oh my God.
Oh, we're having a pediatrician on. Her name's Jessica Hotchman. She's a pediatrician here in the Valley.
Oh, really?
She's coming on in January. Yeah, she is like in practice with her dad, who's also a pediatrician. She seems awesome. And she has a podcast also.
Oh, make a payment.
Damn. You guys.
Oh, wait, go back. Sure. You know what? We need to go to appointment booking.
Yeah.
It'll probably do a drop down where it's like $1,000.
He's a pediatric emergency medicine specialist. Why did I not go to him? Like, what in the actual fuck? Like, that is his wife. I'm telling you. That's his wife. If I'm not, I need to know. I need to verify.
This is wild. I am so using this. You have no idea. I'm using this over driving to Topanga.
Wait, his wife, which includes his wonderful wife, who is an accomplished pediatrician in her own right. Obviously, that's her.
Why wouldn't she tell you? Just use my husband. I would be pushing that service on, especially at Beverly Hills Pediatrics, too. You know what I mean?
I'm shook. She has a mask on. I'm like, that's her. I know that that's her.
Yeah.
Wait, why does that? I'm even more so. Like this woman. Like I've seen her for sick visits before. Like people are like, she like, why? What is this woman thinking? But I know, like I think she's a good doctor. Like the fact that she's like, I don't send people to the ER lightly. I'm like, she thought he was that bad.
I like that. It's just precautionary. You would hate to miss something in a child.
She thought he was that bad.
I would not be able to sleep.
She literally thought he was that bad.
Was his oxygen off?
No.
Oh.
I'm just, yeah, she thought he was that bad. Again, he hadn't, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to bring up a topic, but finish.
No, he just, the one thing I'll say is that like he hadn't had any meds on board since 7 a.m. that morning. We saw her at like 1.
Oh.
And in the minute we went to the ER, they gave him Tylenol and he was still not great, but he was much better. Do you know what I mean? She saw him at that height with like unmedicated like fever.
What was his fever?
Like 103.8 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know why this episode was the way it was?
Why?
Because we had to like, just like my body.
Yeah.
Cleansed twice in the last 40 days.
Yeah.
We had to cleanse our bodies to go into the new year. So we just emotionally dumped all our bullshit.
I think so. I hope that I think December was a rocky start.
December's been tough.
Yeah.
It's been a ride.
You too?
She's like, no, not me. I'm perfect.
No, it just feels like,
it just
energetically.
I feel like it wasn't like last Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, at least for like, for me, it just doesn't feel like Christmas or holiday.
I don't know why I like hearing that, because I'm Jesus. Like, am I just a grumpy old lady?
I love Christmas.
No,
so much.
No, me too. But I'm thinking, is it just me that feels that way? So to hear you say it, I think it's just this year.
Yeah, I think it's just this year. I feel like I haven't been really caught up like with my family. Like we just last minute planned our like Christmas lunch that we usually do.
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like I'm not in sync with Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I feel very aligned with the holiday.
I know.
I need some of that energy.
Me too. I need to be.
Hey guys, we got 5 days. We still got time.
What do we do?
Just dive into Christmas.
Are you cooking? No.
I am.
Whole Foods?
Of course you are.
Whole Foods?
Huckleberry.
Nice.
Huckleberry, I ordered 2 quiche. And I think I'm going to do like a French toast casserole or a monkey bread casserole and bacon.
For Christmas? What
and
about champagne. For Christmas dinner?
And champagne. Leanne hosts Christmas dinner. I do Christmas dinner. She does Christmas Eve.
Wait.
But like Christmas morning is such a shit show that I ordered 2 quiche. I pick it up the night before.
Yeah, but like, are you making a turkey or a ham or like, what are you doing?
Oh, my mom does that. I don't.
Yeah.
She usually does like a standing rib roast or something that like old people eat.
Does anyone watch Southern Charm?
Yeah, of course.
Have you started watching the new season? Well, that Patricia is so funny because she's so up your alley. She always makes like, has her people make the like oldest people food. Like
a beef Wellington.
Yes. And green beans. A mashed potato. And you're like, okay. I mean, it looks good, but it's like very old school.
Yeah.
Like it looks like a cookbook straight out of the 70s or 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. That's how my mom's cooking is.
Oh. I kind of like it though. I have no plans.
We'll see you in the new year. Right?
What?
I see you in the new year? Yeah.
What do you mean?
This is a wrap for this year.
You're
right?
Not going to see me ever again.
You still haven't been to my new house, but no big deal.
You still haven't sent me a formal invite.
We are past that. I am up and
I'll
open
come
for business.
Over this break.
Please.
When do you stop working?
Never, but that's fine. Don't worry
about
it.
You're working over the entire break?
I mean, above my garage. I'm not going into the office.
They don't give you time off?
No, they do. I'll work on Monday. Down? Everyone shuts down. It's just, I'm like in my busiest season.
Oh.
So I'm working Monday and then I'm kind of like tagging out.
Hmm.
Monday? What's Tuesday's
When's
Christmas
that party
Eve?
You were talking about?
The beginning of January, okay. January 5th.
Yeah, so you're not like...
No.
All right, don't worry about it.